Amen. All right, get your Bibles out. Isn't it a blessing to know that victory is available? Man, praise the Lord for that. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. The outcome that any country involved in any sort of military conflict or war that they are seeking is victory. No one goes in and says, man, I hope we lose this one. I hope that our enemy just devastates us. I hope when we come out, there is nothing left of us. Our houses are burned, our children are gone, our women have been taken, and our men are slaughtered. No one says that. Each get into a conflict hoping, longing for victory. In Exodus 32, 26, the question is asked, who is on the Lord's side? That's an important question in battle. In a spiritual battle, the Lord is not on our side. The question is, are we on His? Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side. For God, Abraham Lincoln said this, God is always right. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Hey, look at your life. Say, man, I'm going through some things. All of us can say, to some degree, we're in a battle. And those battles, those things are either one of two, from external or internal. External or internal. Say, well, what is external? Well, those are things that are going on around you that are affecting your life, that are challenging your faith. Talking to a pastor, I think it was last week, and he was telling me about a young Christian girl, and she's teaching for the very first time in the public school. She's a biology teacher. She got called into the principal's office. Why? Because when she presented evolution, but she also said, there are people that believe, and she didn't bring up the Bible or anything like that, that there was a creator, and didn't quote verses, just said the other side. Well, she got pulled right in. You can't talk like that. Well, there's a contingency in my class, she said, that believe that, and I want to teach for them too. Hey, there's external battles going on. I'm not in anything like that. Internal, how about that? Maybe you're struggling with anger, depression, just battles. Battles that people don't even know you're fighting. If we're all honest, we're all in a battle to some degree. One of the worst feelings in all the world is being in a battle that you feel like you can't win. A spiritual one. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, glad you're here this morning, and I pray that this message would be a help and encouragement to you, because I think we're all to some degree at this point. My mom had a saying. She would say this, Nick, you're either just coming out of a storm, you're in the middle of a storm, or getting ready to go into a storm. Hey, same thing with battles. You're either just coming out of one, about to go in one, or you're right in the middle of one. Maybe you struggle with some addiction. I haven't had a drink. There's a lot of other addictions other than taking a drink. See, I'd like to get some victory over that. I think 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 has a pathway for victory for us. Let's read the first two verses and then we'll pray. And I pray, I really sought the Lord and asked God for help with this, because I want to be a help to you. Because when we line up with the Lord, there's a pathway of victory. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 and verse 1, came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and Behold, they be in Hazazaron Tamar, which is in Gedi. That's a lot easier to say in Gedi. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you now. I don't know everybody's circumstances and situations, but maybe like this passage, just feel like we're encompassed by the enemy and not sure where to turn. Struggling internally, maybe struggling externally with things in their life. And God, as we come to you, Lord, we need your help. God, we want to be on your side. We want to see you get the victory. Lord, help us with these things. God, we will be quick to give you thanks and praise and glory for that. For only you can do these things. Lord, we need you here today, right now. Lord, help us, please. God, thank you for our young people. Lord, help us to see the value in staying in the fight and not giving up for them. Knowing that on the other side of this, as we stand before you one day, that God, it'll be worth every battle that we fought for your name. Lord, help us now. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you can believe it, this is the last Sunday of September. Next Sunday is October 1st. If you need my Christmas list, just let me know. Looking forward to that. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 and verse 1, we have Moab, they're to the east of Judah, Ammon to the east of Judah, Syria northeast, and Engedi south. That sounds like, to me, surrounded. Things are not looking good. Maybe in your home, you feel like you're surrounded. It's not looking good. The kids are... the spouse, the finances, the Lord, I don't even know. And maybe you come into church by duty, but you're wondering, God, where are you in all of this? Maybe in your heart, something nobody else knows about. We saw in our Sunday school class today, hey, we're never alone with the Lord. He knows what's going on. We're looking at the life of Job, and Job, Bible says that he was a perfect man. He eschewed evil, meaning he hated it. He feared God. And then later on, after he loses all of his stuff, excuse me, God says about Job those exact same things. Even after he lost everything, he still had his integrity. You're looking around going, well, I don't know what's going on, reminding me that God sees things in our life that no one else may see. Maybe there's something inside your heart. Maybe there's something going inside of you that no one else knows about, a battle you face every single day. Maybe it's the battle of forgiveness. Maybe it's the battle of just, again, anger, addiction, walking with God. Sometimes that's difficult. Maybe you feel surrounded and hopeless. Hey, that's an awful feeling. How do you think the nation, how do you think Judah felt? They're surrounded on every side. Things are not looking good. These people are out here. They don't want to be friendly. They've coerced with one another. They're attacking. We have Moab, we have Ammon, we have Syria, we have Engedi. All of our enemies surrounding us and all converging. God, what do we do? And maybe as a Christian and not just in the United States of America, New York State, what I would say, I don't know if we're in the last days. I can't say that for sure. But we're closer to the Lord's return than ever, Chet. I know that. It could be another 1,000 years. The disciples thought he was coming back. So, all right. I don't know when he's coming back. But I look at the horizon of what's going on and I think, I don't know how much more. But again, my timing isn't God's timing, thankfully. My ways aren't God's ways, but you look around and go, I don't know how much longer I can hold on. I feel like I'm surrounded. Morality, corruption, just everything around me. So, and you ask yourself the question, is there even a path to victory? Well, in this passage, it looks hopeless. But there was a path of victory. Let's follow this passage. We'll pretty much be predominantly in this passage. We'll jump around. So if we do move somewhere, maybe stick a little note or something like that in here. What was the path of victory? In 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 and verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 and verse 30. Set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Did I tell you the wrong verse? 3. Thank you. We're going to go systematically through it. So if I send you to like verse 76, that's not true. All right. I don't even know if there's 76 verses. Seeking the Lord is the forerunner to victory. So let's ask ourselves the question, do I really want victory? Am I willing? Hey, imagine if Jehoshaphat, or the leader, comes up and says, all right, here's what's going on. We're surrounded on every side. It's not looking good. I've sought the Lord. I think it would be a good idea if we fasted and prayed and just sought God and say, God, what do you want us to do? I promise you, even in the midst of a church group like this, if we said, hey, tomorrow, there's some serious things going on. We're surrounded. I don't know what's going to happen. The enemy's attacking a lot of families. Would you please fast and pray one another? Someone just say, yeah, I'm just not into that. That's what they did there. See, I have a hard time getting, I want victory. Do you really want victory? Do you really want victory over that battle? Because if you do, there's some things that you could maybe do. You could get serious with the things of God. That's what fasting is. Say, Pastor, I love food. Hey, I love food. I think Brother McDowell said it yesterday. Food is to sustain us, no other purpose. And I said, whoa, there's another purpose in food. I said, what is that? Pleasure. I just enjoy, unfortunately, enjoy eating. Thank you. That could be a problem. It is a problem. Imagine if someone said, all right, for you to hear what God has for you, you're going to have to fast and pray. Well, I guess it's going to be silent. Are you really, do you really want victory? Because that was the first thing the king does. He says, all right, I'm going to take a step back. And I'm going to go see what God says. Hey, you know what? It would be a good idea if we want a spiritual victory if we ask the captain of the host. If we ask God, God, what is it that you want me to do? If we got serious about the things of the Lord, if we truly sought the Lord wholeheartedly and said, you know what? I'm going to put the flesh aside a little bit. I'm going to fast for a day. I'm going to fast for 2 days. I'm going to fast for 3 days. Say, my body can't sustain it. Okay, if you have medical issues, I understand that. I get it. No offense, but I think we could go. I think we would make it. But how serious are we? Hold your hand here. Go to Isaiah chapter number 58. Isaiah 58. Look at verse 6. Verse 5. Isaiah 58, verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye may break every yoke? Sounds like victory there. Sounds like there's some things that are holding back, chains, things that are holding on tight. I can't get away from this thing. I can't get victory over this. Hey, why don't you start by fasting? There's some things. Remember Christ said, hey, why couldn't we do that? Those are only, you can only do that by prayer and fasting. There's a connection between us and the Lord with that. And I wonder if Victory started on the path and said, all right, if you want to get serious about this thing, if you really want victory, maybe you say no to the flesh for a little while, for a day or so, and say, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm just going to focus on the things of God. And God, speak to me. I need to hear from you. I'm not going to eat anything. I wonder if that was step one, would we even make it to step one? Hey, how serious are you about victory? Number two, look at verse 4, 2 Chronicles 24. The path to victory starts with seeking the Lord. Verse 4 says, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Hey, there was a dependence upon the Lord. Are you dependent on God, or are you depending on your ability to... I can win this battle alone. Said no general ever. Every single person in all of Judah, all the cities, they all had that heart. God, we need you. Hey, what are you fighting here today? What's your battle that's going on inside, outside, within? Back and forth. What's going on in your family? What's going on in your home? What's going on in your workplace? What's going on in your heart and in your mind? Oh, I got it, God. You sit back. Oh, no. You think that way? You know what the Bible says in Proverbs 16, 18? Haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goes before destruction. I can handle this. You're going to mess up. Why don't you just rely on the Lord? Why don't you just depend on God? If we want victory, I think there's a pathway. I think God lays it out in this passage for us. I think you need to seek Him. I think you need to get serious about those things. I think you need to depend on the Lord. Look at verses 6 through 12. We're going to read a number of passages here, or verses here. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 6 through 12. Point number one, seek. Number two, depend. Number three, pray. And they said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? This is them talking to the Lord. And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Hey, do you believe that? Say, oh, this battle's too big for God? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein, and for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. He says, this is what you told us to do. Hey, how is that any different for you and I? What has God told us to do? Hey, when you run in trouble, when you get in trouble, don't try and fix it yourself. A while ago, maybe a year or so ago, I was in the mechanic shop and they had the, you know, the breakdown of cost, right, of per hour. Woo, if you want to think about, I don't know, I'm just saying, if you want to, that seems like a good job if you can do it. Say, how do you know that? Because what's said on the wall? If you let us do it, this is how much it costs. If you tried to fix it yourself, this is how much it costs. If you broke parts previous to it coming here, this is how much it costs. I wonder if that's how it is with the Lord. Hey, the cheapest price is if you just let them do it. I wonder if that's how it is with the Lord. God, I'm going to try it first, and if it doesn't go well, then I'll call on you. No, just save yourself a lot of trouble. Just come right to God first. He's the one that gives us victory. How about you just do what He said? When you run in trouble, come to me. I've tried to teach my children that. Hey, when you get in trouble, the best thing to do is come talk with me. I can help you. I know things that you don't. I know what I've probably done what you've done. And I've learned some things. That's how great God is to us. Hey, when we mess up, know what he wants? He wants us to come to him. As they continue, and now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Number one, seek the Lord. Number two, depend on the Lord. Number three, pray to the Lord. Who do they go to seek help from? The Lord. Who do we seek help from? Well, I'm going to call this person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do all of these things. Hey, how about we go to the Lord? You know what God does? God sends, in verse 14, then upon Jehaziel, the son of, he sends word of the Lord to him. Sends the prophet, the preacher. The word Jehaziel, well, it means whom God watches over. He sent a man whose name means whom God watches over. I think that's a message in itself. God's watching over you. He knows what's going on. He can see all those things. As we continue in verse 15, the path to victory, number one, is to seek the Lord. Number two, to depend on the Lord. Number three, are you talking to the Lord about it? No, I'm going to do my own thing. No, don't do that. Verse 15. And he said, hearken ye all, Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. This is from the preacher there. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. If you write in your Bible, underline this last part. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Hey, let's remember that. That's why it's so important to be on the Lord's side. You don't want to be fighting your own battles. You want God to fight them. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff Ziz. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Verse 17, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I wonder how many battles we got ourselves into that we didn't even need to fight. God says that. Recognize, that's the fourth point. Number one, recognizing that the battle is the Lord's and he is essential for victory. Hey, it would be real good if we got to the end of ourselves and realized that only God can produce this. I'm done fighting. I'm done doing this. God, will you please? Will you please help? Will you please bring victory? Verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. How about we worship? praising the Lord, the victor. Praising God, that's what they did. They haven't even stepped out yet, and they're already worshiping the Lord. In verse 20, it tells us this, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Hey, then it took some faith. It's one thing to know what is to do. It's a second thing to do it. And that's difficult. Hey, if you think for a second that God is going to be okay with sin and all of that, that's not correct. Say, well, God is just going to kind of turn a blind eye to my sin, but he'll bless in this area. No, what you need to do is fix your heart and fix those things. You need to get right and get clean with the Lord. Maybe the greatest limit to the battles that you're facing in this area is getting right in these areas. Well, I don't worry about those. I'm actually enjoying that part. This is the hard part. Well, why don't you get right over here and then be something to see if God then miraculously works over here. Hey, to worship the Lord, we need to have a pure and right heart. Worship's all about our heart. And then the faith that God, I hope you see that. Believe. What is that? That's faith. Hey, just believe what God said he was going to do. Well, that's hard. Yeah, I understand that's hard. But when you're in the middle of the battle, what do you need to do? God, I'm just going to claim your promises. Faith in the Lord is assurance for victory. If you look at verse 24, what happens? And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked under the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. What happened? God stepped in. I wonder if we're worried about a battle that God has already brought a victory, and we just need to claim it. In verse 27, it says this, then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. There was a gladness. In verse 26, they call the valley of the place Baraka. So what does that mean? That means blessing. It was just a complete thankfulness. God, thank you for doing what you... Isn't it something when God just steps in and works things out? Amen. God, I fasted, I prayed, I asked you, I sought you, I depend on you, I recognize that it's only you, and all right, here we go, we're ready, and you step in and it's all been already taken care of. You're like, wow. God, how'd you do that? In verse 30. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. For anybody that's in a battle, that is what you want. I just want rest. If you fought a battle for a long time, a young man that went to school with my wife and sister passed away last week. Been sick for 15 years. He was low 40s. Ran into his parents at Tops, actually. I said, "I'm so sorry." And they said, "No, he'd been fighting for 15 years. Now he doesn't have to worry about that anymore." victory over the body. When God works a miracle like that, it's just like, oh, peace in the land. The battle's over. Look at Psalm 37. I love this verse, Psalm 37. Psalm 37 in itself, the whole chapter is excellent. You say that and you're like, well, does that mean Psalm 36 isn't? No, but there's just something special about Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of Him who prospereth in His way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. God says, I got rest for you if you just wait patiently on me. No. I'm ready for battle, Lord. I'm going to go. You stay back. I'll go take care of it. And God says, no, hold on. You need to wait for me. If Israel, Jehoshaphat, Judah, Jerusalem went to battle before the Lord, they would have had to fight and would have lost. God says, I've won the victory. You just need to wait on me. One of the hardest things in your Christian life will be not fighting, but waiting. I was talking to Brother Cellini yesterday outside, and I asked him, I said, hey, what are you preaching tomorrow? He's like, patience. I said, ooh. Patience is tough. Only way you can learn patience, Brother Jabisky, is by going through some things. And that's hard. Waiting on God is difficult. I understand that. Say, I'm just struggling within. Well, maybe you could follow this path. Maybe you've tried to fight and you didn't seek the Lord. Path to victory. Number one, seek the Lord. Number two, depend on Him. Number three, talk to Him and pray. Number four, recognize that the battle is the Lord's. Worship Him. Have faith. They believed. There was gladness in their hearts. It ended with a rest. And there was rest in all the land. What battles in your faith are you trying to fight against? Listen now. Without the Lord. You said, no, you missaid that. We're fighting battles with the... I'm asking you, though. What battles are you trying to fight without the Lord? What battles did you send the captain of the host back and say, I'll go into battle alone? Are you on the path to victory? Are you depending on God? Are you talking to the Lord? Say, yeah, I got this ache in my knee. If I fast, does that mean that it's going to... I'm talking about spiritual battles here. Well, God can't bring the God can bring spiritual victories. So I invite you this morning to evaluate in your own life. Hey, there really are battles. That's why in Ephesians he tells us to wear armor. There's really things. There's really things that you're going up against. And everybody from this side all the way to that side, to the front, to the back, is dealing with different things and different battles, and I understand that. But can you see yourself in this passage? Hey, what is it that maybe you skipped over? What is it that you've neglected? What is it? Say, I tried to go into battle without the Lord. I told God, follow me, I know where we're going. Instead of seeking the Lord as the forerunner to the victory. Can I encourage you here this morning to trust the Lord? Seek Him. There's a victory available for each of us. Let's all stand. I know personal battles are, just like I said, personal. I'm going to ask this. No one looking around. No one trying to pay attention to anybody else. Just you and the Lord. Say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm going through some battles. Can anybody like that? Hands all over. Pray for me. I'm going through a battle. Okay, thank you. Appreciate your honesty. You can put your hands down. God's not a rabbit's foot. You don't just genie in a bottle. You don't just rub. Okay, now I'm just going to do that. But we need to get serious about the things of the Lord. Seeking Him, depending on Him, praying to Him, recognizing that the battle is the Lord's, worshiping before they ever got into battle. Faith. God, I believe you can. Victory is available. Hey, I know you're fighting some things. Victory is available. In a moment, we're going to have the time to open it up. Maybe you just come talk to the Lord. Say, God, I tried to go into battle without you. I'm sorry, I want to start again. Maybe you're struggling with something that nobody knows about. A feeling, a thought, an unforgiveness, whatever it may be. And it's hurting you. Maybe this morning you want to start on the path to victory. I don't know how long the road is, but I know through the Lord, victory is available. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless this time of invitation now. Lord, I know it's a serious message, and I know it's personal, and I know there's a lot of things, and we could talk about here and name things, but Lord, you know. You know what's going on inside our heart. You know what's going on around us on the outside, on the inside. Maybe families are struggling here today. Lord, I pray that looking at this passage, that they were encouraged to know that victory is available. Lord, bless this time of invitation now, that we would just be open and honest with you. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here this morning?